Yeah, so we come here to sin on a hill, not city on a hill, sin on a hill. We come here to call our neighbors out. You're not going to hear the biblical gospel here. We've already heard the gospel in there. God loves you just the way you are. Call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. No call for repentance. Come out of the world, leaving your sin, obeying God in obedience and holiness. None of this. Chris Thomas doesn't preach this. None of these other preachers preach it.
How about some word of God that you won't hear in there? Revelation 19:15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Yeah, you're not going to hear about hell and wrath and judgment of God in these wicked, corrupt places that are making money off of so-called concerts for God. But the biblical street preacher comes and warns you about the wrath that's coming, that God's judgment is coming, especially against false religion, the American church system. But if you'll place your faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and if you're willing to repent and seek Him with all that you are, He will give you a new spirit, you'll be born again, and holiness and obedience mark God's people as you endure in the faith. That's the biblical gospel to avoid the wrath of God that's coming. You won't hear that from hireling Chris Tomlin or from sin on a hill, but you'll hear it from the biblical street preacher, from the Word of God. Repent, turn from your sin, forsake your sin, seek the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, repent, lest you all will perish. Loving our neighbor, telling you the truth on this glorious day, lifting up Jesus Christ in this false sin on a hill city event.